Harper Via and Harper Audio present Fang Siqi's First Love Paradise, a novel by Ling Yihan. Translated from the Chinese by Jenna Tang. Performed by Catherine Chin. Part 1. Paradise. Liu Yiting knew the best thing about being a child was that nobody would take her words seriously. She could boast, break her promises, even lie. The things that come out of a child's mouth are often shiny, naked truths. Reacting instinctively out of self-defense, most adults might reassure themselves, "What do kids even know?" Out of frustration, children learn to tell the truth selectively. This freedom of self-expression is what allows them to grow up. The only time Liu Yiting ever got scolded for something she had said was at a restaurant in a high-rise hotel. These tedious adult gatherings always came with rare, uninteresting delicacies. At this particular meal, a sea cucumber lay on the big porcelain plate, like a long turd deep in the toilet that the maid had scrubbed to a brilliant shine. Liu Yiting let the sea cucumber slide in and out of her mouth and then spit it back on her plate. Soon she was giggling audibly. Her mother asked what was so funny. "It's a secret," she replied. When her mother raised her voice and asked again, Liu Yiting said, "It's like giving a blowjob." Infuriated, her mother made her stand off to the side as punishment. When Fang Siqi said she wanted to stand next to her friend, Mama Liu softened her tone and turned to exchange pleasantries with Mama Fang. Liu Yiting knew that compliments like, "What a well-mannered child your daughter is," were just empty praise. Their families lived in the same apartment building, on the same floor. Yiting often knocked on the Fang family's door in her pajamas and slippers, and no matter what she had in her hands, be it fast food or workbooks, Mama Fang always welcomed her. They often joked that Yiting was like a long-lost daughter. The girls could while away a whole night with just a piece of tissue. They were on the cusp of turning into grown adults, but they never had to hide their stuffed animals from each other. They didn't have to pretend that the only games they cared for anymore were poker and chess. Yiting and Siqi stood shoulder to shoulder in front of the floor-to-ceiling window. Siqi mouthed, "Why did you even say that?" Yiting silently replied, "It just sounded smarter than saying it looked like poop." It would take Liu Yiting many years to understand that using a word you barely understood was absolutely criminal. It was like saying, "I love you," to someone you don't love at all. Siqi pursed her lips, gestured at the boats below, and remarked about how many there were. They were about to return to Kaohsiung port. Each of the whale-like cargo ships was led by a tiny shrimp of a boat. Various big and small boats aligned with each other, squeezing out V-shaped waves. The whole of Kaohsiung port resembled a blue blouse being ironed, smoothed over back and forth. The view made them feel sentimental and sad. They were soulmates who shared the infinite beauty of existence with one another. The adults let them have the desserts at the dining table. Siqi passed Yiting the flag-shaped, hard maltose candy for her ice cream, but Yiting refused and mouthed, "Don't give me something you don't want." Siqi was offended, her lips trembling as she mouthed back, "You know how much I like maltose." Yiting replied, "I really don't want it." The maltose began to melt on Siqi's fingers, so she sucked on them. Yiting began to laugh, mouthing, "You look terrible." Siqi was about to snap back that actually she was the one who looked terrible, but Siqi decided to swallow those words along with the sugar, so it didn't sound like she was cursing Yiting. Yiting noticed this
Sample complete. Ready to continue?